The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. Are you guys awake? Kind of, sort of, no, maybe. All right, so the first reading today. Anyone know who's mentioned in the first reading? Were you guys awake, paying attention?
Saul?
Yeah, what was he doing? Yeah, he was going house to house, finding out who was Christian, who was a follower of Christ, and making sure they were imprisoned, thrown into jail. This was caused a lot of people to scatter, but what happened first? You guys remember that far, that long ago? All right, so in the very first part, yeah. What was that? Philip, so yeah, Philip went around preaching. That was the first reading, but that was the second part. So what happens to cause Philip to actually go around preaching is St. Stephen. You guys know who St. Stephen is? No? He's the first martyr of the church. He was the first one to be killed for his beliefs in Jesus Christ. And when he was killed, all of the disciples in the area, specifically also because Paul was going around kind of harassing everyone, they left. Like, all right, it's not safe for us here, so they left. But what they do when they leave is really important, and Saint Philip is the model for this. As soon as they leave, even in the midst of persecution, they immediately go around doing what?
Preaching the gospel.
Telling everybody about Christ and what he has done. But what does that require? What does that require to be able to do that in the midst of persecution? To be able to go around and preach the gospel, preach Jesus Christ, even when you see literally what just happened to St. Stephen?
Courage.
What else?
Bravery.
Strong faith, yes. Any other? Faith? Fortitude, yeah, it's a good virtue. Courage, yeah, we got courage. Hope. Forgiveness.
Love.
There's something, these are all virtues. There's something much more concrete that all of this springs from. Faith, but faith in what? Belief in what? In who? In Jesus Christ. So belief in Jesus Christ brings about faith. Belief is necessary. But there's something else I want to talk about that's absolutely necessary for belief and faith and to be able to do all these things, to be able to withstand the world coming down on us, to withstand culture trying to eradicate Christian faith, requires a relationship. We have to know Christ. And I don't just mean know about him. We all know about him. We all know he was the Messiah. He was X, Y, and Z, all these facts about him. Joseph was his foster father. Mary's his mother. God is his real father. All that. We know all these facts about him. But do we know him? Do we have a friendship with Christ? Do we talk to him? Do we spend time throughout our day, throughout our lives, having intimate conversations with Christ the Lord. Because without that, if we're not nurturing that relationship, we'll never be able to even come close to having the same faith that St. Stephen did, or St. Paul, or St. Philip. Saul himself, we know what happened to Saul, right? Saul is going around this entire countryside persecuting Christians, persecuting people just like us, getting them thrown in jail, getting them martyred. And then he has an encounter with Christ. The same Christ that is in that tabernacle right now. The same Christ that's about to come down on this altar in a few moments. That same Christ he has an encounter with and develops some sort of friendship, relationship with. And because of that encounter with Christ, his entire world is changed. My brothers and sisters, it's that relationship that is going to make the entire difference in all of our lives. It'll change us from Saul's persecuting everyone around us into St. Paul's uplifting everyone. It'll give us the faith, the courage, the fortitude in order to be like St. Stephen if God calls us to, and even to be like St. Philip to go and preach to everyone. So it's that relationship. So together, let's work on that.